apparently he was very fastidious. He was always sort of cleaning the carpets and making sure the bed was made, probably because of his army background. But the room itself, the only room they really used, they had it as their bedroom, they had it as their living room. All of their guests, people like the Beatles, were hanging out in there. And the room next door to it, we have opened up as a record room. So Hendrix had this incredible collection of records, lots of jazz and blues and soul, bits of Handel, funnily enough. Well, she's walking. There was the blue plaque for Handel, and it was in between the two buildings. So Hendrix was living at 23 Brook Street, and Handel had lived at 25 Brook Street. And the blue plaque sat in between the two buildings. And people used to knock on the door of Hendrix's building and say, can we come on up? Because we're pretty sure that Handel used to live here. And so Hendrix believed that he was living in Handel's house. And as soon as he found out about this, he went over to Oxford Street to the HMV there and bought a couple of records of Handel's. And he had Messiah and he had Belshazzar. Interestingly, somebody actually went and looked at the records themselves. And you can see that the Messiah was played a lot from all the scratches on the vinyl.
Etchingham, she shared her memories of living there with Hendrix and what it was like and what their life was like. I remember when I visited, apparently they used to watch Coronation Street together. I heard, like you say, he was quite homely in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think that's the most surprising thing, because you think this is a rock and roll star and it's going to be a really rock and roll lifestyle. But actually, all of her stories just really speak of this really normal, down-to-earth, modest man who just kind of wanted a bit of privacy from time to time. And so they used to watch Coronation Street, like you say. They always had music on. Kathy speaks of them blowing the speakers quite a few times and them having to go and beg a local tech shop to actually fix them as soon as possible, because they just couldn't deal without having music on. That one bedroom, that living room and bedroom space, they really couldn't be bothered to leave it. I mean, she was saying stuff like they would keep their bottles of rosé wine out on the windowsill to keep cool, because they couldn't be bothered to go up to the fridge, which was upstairs. And they never really cooked. They were living above a cafe, and they used to order food up from the cafe to eat from there.
That sounds great.
It does, doesn't it? I wouldn't mind that in my life. Just long enough to rescue.
There's a brand new permanent exhibition, isn't there? What is there in that?
Well, that's next door to the flat, and it's a fascinating exhibition. It's really quite an incredible insight into Hendrix at home, really. So there are lots of bits of information of the types of things that happened there, the type of guests that he had. So people like Roger Mayer, who he used to sit and work on different guitar pedal techniques and things like that. And then we have an incredible display of his guitar. So he had this acoustic guitar that he used to sort of noodle on behind closed doors and probably wrote a lot of his songs on. And we have that in the display case in that room. And I said, fly.